All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And please, John Parity, could you lead us in that tonight?
Can I lead? Say that again. My hearing's not going good.
Can you lead us in the Pledge of the Flag?
Yes. Raise your hand, stand up like we all do. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Be seated. And I bet you thought I couldn't do that, huh?
Well, I figured I'd
throw you a curveball. You put me on a spot. That's all right. I'll sneak up on you one of these days.
I know it. All righty. Call the public hearing to order, Madam Clerk.
Let's call the roll. Archer? Bartels, Bruno.
He's here, he raised his hand.
Here.
I got him. Cahill.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Criswell.
Here.
DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson. Fabiano. Gavaris.
Present.
My pen will not write. Give me 1 second here. Okay, I am good. Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Heppner. Litz.
I believe Litz is here.
Yeah, I thought so. Do we have legislator Litz?
They are getting their entrance sorted.
Okay. Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Parity.
Yes.
Petit. Roberts.
Here.
Ronk.
They're in the other room.
They'll get on. I'll get them when
they're actually in the library.
I'll get them when they're visible. You should tell.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Waro.
Here.
For right now, we have 16 present and 7 absent. Tonight's public hearing is on the proposed 2022 Ulster County budget and the proposed 2022 to 2027 capital program. We currently have one speaker, and that is Ms. Cheryl Snyder.
Alrighty.
I'd like to speak.
Ms. Snyder, would you like to speak?
Why, yes. Thank you for asking. My name is Cheryl Snyder. I have been a resident of the county for over 25 years. I am a business owner. I'm a woman. I own a home. I've been an employer. I've been through 3 economic upheavals, starting with 9/11, and then the stock market crash 2008-2009. And I would say it's an economic upheaval now with what's happened with COVID. Also at the same time, the cost of living has increased hugely. Together we all stood and did a collaborative ritual that has been done in this country forever. Since we've been the United States of America, the Pledge of Allegiance, liberty and justice for all. We are falling short on liberty and justice for all, unless justice for some means, you know, at the end, we can take them through probation at a restorative justice center after we've done all the harm again and again and again. We have a huge problem. We are going to see massive amounts of homelessness come January 15th. We have an economic divide. I have just so much time. I don't even know where to start, but we could start with the agencies that are funded by this county that are given millions of dollars a year. And then they ended up paying their people a minimum wage, which is not a living wage. And you guys said $15 an hour is a living wage. No, that's a poverty wage. $20 an hour is a baseline wage. Have you seen rents in Ulster County? We have a big problem.
Could you please speak on the budget though?
Speak to the budget. Yeah, it's all for the haves and not for the have-nots. I think you have to flip it completely around. I don't give a darn what any consultants tell you. They just give the same template to county after county after county. You guys are on the edge of making change, and this budget is the same old stuff. It's wrong. It's unconscionable. Those of you who claim to be Democrats, you know, I'm not part of any party. I'm not funded by any organization. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody. This is just a human being taking a look at this, saying this budget is all wrong. This budget is imbalanced. This budget is a travesty. You don't want to be like everybody else, because you're all going to be judged. You're all going to be like, you know, this is a moment. This is I don't know what you want to call it. Come to mommy, come to Jesus, come to your heart and soul moment, and put the money where the mouths are. And that's what I'm going to say about your budgets. And command and control center, who's in there? And who are the people we're commanding and controlling against? Single pane of glass, because the tech bro boys love it. You know, you should be giving people enough money to live and eat and have health care. Take it out from under the Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Mental health should be under mental health. Shouldn't even be under our health department, because they don't know anything about mental health. And it should be independent, self-standing. And stop paying the people who deliver the services a wage that puts them in line for the same services they're helping people try to get. It's insane. And this is not the 80s. Come on, people, grow up, put on your pants, and be big boys and girls. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak? Yes, Joe Maloney.
Thanks, Chair. Joe Maloney, Saugerties. Full disclosure, I was once a legislator. I have some comments on the budget, fairly specific to sales tax projections and some positions. Some of these things that I'm going to point out have probably been talked about and been discussed, and they'll definitely be taken into consideration. We're talking about the executive's budget, and I will point out that it becomes the people's budget once the legislature puts their stamp on it. And I hope they do put their stamp on it, because this budget, I think, needs the legislative stamp. Sales tax projections are pretty high. And I think that's dangerous when you think about these stimulus checks and the double unemployment checks ending, supply chain issues, 5.5% inflation, the price of fuel. You don't have to be an economist to think that we may have a real recession coming. So even if we were able to hit that sales tax projection, which I still believe is high, shouldn't we be preparing for what is to come, even if it's next year and the year after? With regards to 59 positions, I don't know how much specifics. I was there. We didn't always get a lot of specifics. I wouldn't doubt that you didn't get a lot of specifics. How many are new? How many are vacant? For how long, if they were existing? Has the exec provided a priority list with such info and more? Was there other positions requested by the elected officials and department heads? If so, why didn't they make it? I'll also remind everyone, something I used to say a lot is that we may have, you know, that something sunsets, that a position sunsets when the grant runs out or the ARPA money runs out, but we rarely fire people. We don't like to fire people. Once they're there, they're doing God's work, and we'll end up keeping them. Has the legislature considered a Ways and Means subcommittee to go through all of these positions with department heads, with the executive team, and really figure out whether we need these 59 positions? I suggest we do that. There's three positions in there. to spend the ARPA money. I think they should have been filled if they were going to be filled. I don't know who we're going to find at this point. I don't know if that was the way to go anyways. We have 5 countywide elected officials, a legislature, department heads, you know, economic development, tourism, an innovation team, planning, a team of lawyers. Certainly we can all do our jobs and figure out the best way to spend that ARPA money in Ulster County. And I hope it's not on positions and salary. I hope it's on infrastructure and things that our kids and grandkids benefit from years from now. I'm sure a lot of those conversations are happening, and I understand it takes 12, and we don't always, sometimes it's hard to get to 12, but I really hope the legislature puts their stamp, their fund appropriation stamp on this budget. One last thing, I've heard a lot about Samadhi, and I know that is in the budget. I know some people that live in the city of Kingston, and watching a 9-year-old young woman talk was heartbreaking. I have 4 children myself, and I could see my kids in a situation like that. And I don't think it's proper to just blindly put money. How many legislators have gone down there and knocked on doors and talked to these neighbors? I don't know if there's a way to take the grant funding and put it in contingency until that operation is moved out of that location. But I truly believe that that is a good service that is being provided, but it is in the wrong place. And I don't think we can just sit back and fund it and continue to put those children in that situation over there. And I hope that's taken into consideration. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Joe. Is there anyone else that is listening in that would like to speak?
Mr. Chairman, we did have one person join in, and that was Pat Pelicano, and that person we did not specifically screen like we normally do to ask. So, Pat Pelicano, if
do you wish to speak, Pat?
Hello there. Sure, I can speak. Appreciate it. I haven't had a large chance to read most of the budget, but just based on the Ulster County website's debrief of what's in it, it just seems like there's not a whole lot that's allotted to housing. I see 1.5 million to County Housing, then 2 million over the next 2 years or something. That's almost in the same amount that they have allotted for the trails and recreation. Meanwhile, I live in Kingston, and just a situation with Chiz's and how, we have this housing deficit. There's just so much more work that can be done and needs to be done for people to live a dignified life in Ulster County. And more money to housing is just, it's just paramount, because housing leads to all sorts of other quality of life issues. I just heard the last gentleman talk about Samadhi. And I know a lot of people that go to Samadhi, and I see someone shaking their head, and I do not know why. Samadhi is moving, but it also provides an important outlet for people that have, been on the receiving end of drug companies pushing, opiates, and just everything is interrelated. So I think, just housing is kind of very important. And that's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There's no one else that is on, and I don't see anyone else that is on.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Right. Well, before we adjourn, let me make sure that everybody knows the next meeting of the legislature will be held on Tuesday, November 16th at 2021 at 7 p.m. And the proposed budget and proposed capital program will be voted on the special session of the legislature on Thursday, December 2nd, 2021 at 6 p.m. Further details will be forthcoming, and I'll entertain that motion to adjourn. Legislator Litz?
So moved.
Seconded by Legislator Bruno. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Be safe. Take care.